Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Only you can make all this world seem right.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. That's a little bit of the Platters. Bringing us back from the Wayback Machine. Rich Galen will remember that. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm your host. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and ageofthecustomer.com. That's the one for my new book. Rich, you remember the Platters?
Oh, yeah, very well. This is how well I know them. I'm coming up on my 50th high school reunion in June.
Wow. And you're really old.
I know. I have to lose 100 pounds between now and then.
I don't think I want to see that. Hey, Rich, thanks again for hanging out with us. Folks, Rich is a purveyor of the outstanding twice-weekly cyber column, Mullings.com. Please go there and subscribe. I promise you, you'll be happy that you did. Rich is of the Republican persuasion, by the way, folks, in the interest of full disclosure. And I am of the Main Street persuasion. And all I care about is what happens on Main Street. And, Rich, in the previous segment, we talked about the scenario, the leadership scenario of pursuing to the bitter end, the implications and the results of the Watergate break-in that was started and covered up by the Nixon White House that cost him his presidency, that was pursued by a bipartisan commission, a Senate Select Committee, and by the news media with a vengeance. Now we fast forward to 2012. On September the 11th, there was an attack on our consulate in Benghazi, Libya. Four Americans died. Most people know about this. And not long after that, Susan Rice went on 5 television shows and said it was because of a video. Now, Rich, straighten us out from there.
Okay, what happened was that the U.S. ambassador to Libya went down to a place called Benghazi, where there is a consulate. A consulate is kind of a satellite office for the embassy.
Yeah.
And while he was there, the consulate was this was on September 11th last mm-hmm. year or 2 years ago, and it was shortly before the 2012 elections. Everybody
six
was
weeks.
You know, kind of yeah. Yeah, everybody was, you know, their fingertips were going out. But what had happened was somebody in Hollywood had put online some video that I don't think I've ever seen. The word went across the Arab world that it was poking fun at Muhammad.
It was basically a YouTube video. It wasn't a real film,
that's right.
It's not like a feature film. It's just a YouTube video that was kind of a farce, kind of a satire, so to speak.
Exactly right. And that sparked, in the Middle East, unemployment's pretty high, and they got nothing better to do than throw rocks at each other. So they threw rocks at each other, and then came on September 11th came this attack on the consulate in which 4 people died, including the U.S. ambassador.
And we didn't help them. I want to move, Rich. I want to get as quickly as we can to where we are today, because I think most people know that 4 people died in Benghazi, but there seems to be, and I'm convinced now, Rich, that the White House, because of this new revelation, this email this week, that the White House attempted to redirect our attention away from as the guy who wrote this new email that's been revealed, from poor policy to a video that it seems now that the Susan Rice talking points came out of the White House. Is that what you said?
Yeah, that's exactly right. The Susan Rice went on all 5 Sunday shows of the next week or the week after that, and she maintained that it was a spontaneous demonstration about this film, and there was nothing in advance, because the question was, why didn't we have people there to help?
And when detectives are looking for somebody who committed a crime, one of the things they ask is, what's the motive? Tell them what the motive was, Rich.
I don't know the answer to that.
The motive was because it didn't fit their terrorist narrative. They just had the Democrats had just had their convention.
Oh, you mean? I thought you meant what was the terrorist? What was the terrorist?
No. I know what the terrorist motive is. I'm talking about the cover up motive.
Oh yeah, no, that's right.
Cover up motive.
They had been saying the White House had been the president had been running on the fact that the terrorist networks had been dismantled, that the drone strikes and all that other stuff was working,
and he was about to be reelected.
And the last thing they needed was something like this to happen, where not only was an ambassador killed, but had no idea. The intelligence services apparently had no idea that this was being planned in a place where we had gone way out on a limb to get rid of Muammar Gaddafi. Remember,
and it was known
people killing our guys.
But it was known initially that this was a terrorist attack, and yet the administration chose to go with another narrative, which we now know was not true. Because of some of the new things. So the question is here, Rich. Now, here's the big question. There's the Speaker of the House is planning to do a House Select Committee, not unlike the Senate Select Committee in Watergate. Will there be bipartisan participation the way Republicans signed on to the Senate Select Committee in Watergate?
It would not surprise me if Democrats chose to boycott the committee in the House.
Wouldn't that be a mistake on their part? A leadership mistake.
Well, we'll see. But I mean, what'll happen is, I mean, the way these things work is that the two leaders pick the members. And Boehner will pick Democratic members. That would be Nancy Pelosi, and she'll pick guys people that are in very safe districts, and they can say, "No, I'm not going to serve," and they won't be heard at home.
So folks, you want to watch, you want to see if in this select committee there's going to be bipartisan support the way in the same leadership style as there was with Watergate 40 years ago. We're going to talk about this some more after these messages and talk about what the media is going to, the role they're going to play in all.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.